With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Tourism in the Northwoods has been on a sharp increase the last several years. It was partially driven by the COVID-19 pandemic and people wanting to escape to the Northwoods. Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lauren Sackett gave an update on the local tourism industry at the most recent Rhinelander City Council meeting. She says they've been putting a lot of marketing efforts into the Chicago, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and Madison markets, which has been paying off.
Right now, I want to note, like, tourism is steady. Obviously, during COVID, we saw significant growth of people escaping to the Northwoods. We do anticipate that that surge, you know, will plateau. And from what we've been hearing from businesses and what we're seeing in our data, we might be starting that plateau of travelers. So continuing to market and have those assets in place is going to be very important for us.
To help further Rhinelander's tourism growth, Sackett says they've been focusing on boosting shoulder season travel and attracting new events.
There are challenges that the tourism industry is certainly facing. Seasonal staffing shortages, limited lodging is hitting capacity during peak times, which is important to have those rooms for our visitors. And, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, but the unpredictability of weather certainly affects event attendance and things like that.
Discover Wisconsin was recently in Rhinelander filming for an episode expected to air in early 2026. Sackett says it's the first episode focused solely on Rhinelander in nearly 20 years. Hunters will be able to harvest deer within the city of Rhinelander again. City Council approved a bow hunt for deer within city limits for the 2025-26 season. The bow season will open September 13th and run to January 4th. It was approved this year that the bow hunt will continue through the 9-day gun season, muzzle-loading season, and the antlerless-only hunt as long as hunters wear blaze orange during that time. The only time bow hunting will be suspended is on Halloween. Rhinelander Police Chief Lloyd Gauthier.
This program has been very successful in maintaining and managing our deer herd population within the city. I know on July 4th, working till 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, I saw many deer running through the city, so there's not a lack of deer. We had over 20 deer harvest last year, so it's a very successful program.
Individuals interested in bow hunting deer within the city can pick up an application at the city clerk's office or online on the City Hall website. The deadline for applications is noon, September 12. An Eagle River man was the person killed in a crash in the town of Boulder Junction. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office says Gus Holzbauer was a passenger in the vehicle, which rolled over Friday night. The wreck was on County Highway K at River Lane. Two of the three people in the vehicle were taken to Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. Holzbauer was pronounced dead at the hospital. The crash remains under investigation by the Wisconsin State Patrol and the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. With just over 2 weeks left to weigh in on Enbridge's Line 5 tunnel plan, opponents are urging Michiganders to speak up. Crystal Blair has more.
The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, or EGLE, began accepting comments on the plan earlier this month. The public can submit feedback through August 29th. Line 5 is a 645-mile oil and natural gas pipeline running through Michigan and under the Straits of Mackinac, which some say poses a major spill risk to the Great Lakes. Ross Fisher with the nonprofit Oil and Water Don't Mix says thousands of people have submitted comments in opposition to this project.
We are hopeful that EGLE takes into serious consideration the number of comments they're receiving that are in opposition that I think clearly will show that the public does not support this project.
Enbridge says it's renewing a key state permit for the Line 5 tunnel while awaiting federal approval, pledging to protect the Great Lakes and inviting public input. Supporters of the project include the Great Lakes Michigan Job Coalition. Environmental advocates say a spill from the 71-year-old pipeline threatens drinking water, tourism, and fisheries. Enbridge is planning to replace the segment with a tunnel under the lake bed, but those in opposition argue it would still carry oil, prolong fossil fuel use, and take years to build. Fisher emphasizes that Oil and Water Don't Mix isn't the only organization pushing to shut down Line 5 altogether.
We're one part of a large contingent of groups that are also submitting comments. So we're expecting at minimum tens of thousands of comments in opposition to this project.
Enbridge says it's spent the last 4 years gathering environmental data to help fine-tune its plans, and it recognizes the importance of protecting the resources and communities near the project area. The company warns shutting down Line 5 could bring job losses, fuel shortages, and a $5 billion hit to the economy. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
The Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Departments are teaming up to train police officers to carry EpiPens. That will provide a life-saving option before paramedics get to the scene. The push of having EpiPens is in large part because of the Mueller family. Andrew Mueller passed away 20 years ago due to complications from an unknown peanut allergy. The family has since pushed for EpiPens to be available during situations such as his. Scott DeWitt is deputy chief of the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department.
They wanted to raise awareness through the community to get first responders and law enforcement to carry EpiPens. And this has been just an ongoing initiative.
The EpiPen initiative is a joint effort between police and fire officials in Wisconsin Rapids, where professional paramedics train police officers to ensure top-notch service when using an EpiPen.
Paramedics, they provided us the training in the EpiPens, how to use them, how to recognize anaphylactic shock.
Wisconsin Rapids leaders say that police officers have already been through training and will officially have EpiPens as part of their equipment. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.